The city of Syracuse filed a lawsuit against the Core Development Company after it made a tax deal with Onondaga County for its redevelopment project in the city's Inner Harbor. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, protesters are calling on the two sides to negotiate before a ruling is made in state Supreme Court.
A job is dignity. A job gives you hope.
Protesters with the Urban Jobs Task Force in Syracuse want 25% of the 1,000 construction jobs expected from the Inner Harbor project to go to low-income city residents. In the current agreement Core made with the county, they'll be getting tens of millions of dollars in tax breaks. The city lawsuit says Core promised not to seek those tax breaks. Aggie Lane, the president of the task force, says they've been working for years to come up with a community benefits agreement they feel is fair and CORE could accept. She's met with the Onondaga County Legislature chairman and had Senator John DeFrancisco call CORE on their behalf. She says only to be continually dismissed on the jobs issue.
It's time that we put aside our differences for the sake of the struggling city residents, residents looking for meaningful work, or decent contracts.
The task force wrote a letter to Judge James Murphy asking him to direct the two sides to negotiate an out-of-court settlement. The Onondaga County Industrial Development Agency did pass a resolution to track the jobs, giving some data on the payrolls, ethnicity, gender, and location of hired workers. They also agreed that a significant amount of the fees from CORE would go to the city. The two sides will meet today in court. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.